to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
When we think of allergies, symptoms of a runny nose, sneezing, and hives come to mind. But there are other symptoms you may have that could be the result of allergies, including joint pain, bloating, digestive problems, weight gain, and insomnia. Joining us is a full-time natural allergy specialist and author of the 7-Day Allergy Makeover, Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Bennett, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dr. Friedman. Really happy to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Now, share this interesting concept on how allergies can present themselves with some not-so-classic symptoms and how they related to allergies.
Like Melanie said, there's so many individuals that we have runny nose, itchy eyes, and things that are really, really apparent that you do have allergies, a sneezing and coughing. But did you know that symptoms such as joint pain, headache, insomnia, all of this is related also to allergies and what I find, what I call hidden allergy symptoms. Mm-hmm. So these symptoms are triggered usually from a slew of different reasons, whether it's what you put in your body, whether you're eating it, smelling it, and even transdermally or through the skin contacting it.
Well, you know, in your book, you share some hidden places that cause allergies. One place you mention is the kitchen. Doc, are people allergic to their kitchens?
Absolutely, you can be, especially if you've got pots and pans that are made with metals that can actually cause allergic reactions. For instance, stainless steel. You know, I used to actually have a lot of stainless steel pots and pans, and that was what triggered my son's eczema patch he had under his skin. And what happens with the nickel is that the nickel in the stainless steel, which is a natural alloy in stainless steel, is actually an allergenic trigger. It can actually be as toxic as mercury. It'll disrupt your gut, causing leaky gut syndrome, a lot of allergies in the skin, such as eczema, and even bind to receptor sites in your body that can weaken your metabolism, and I mean those thyroid receptor sites.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody could be hearing this going, I eat so healthy, I eat organic, I eat pure, but I'm putting it on these pots and pans you just mentioned, and it defeats the whole purpose.
That is right. That's right. Not just that. You can actually have a lot of bugs, microbes in your refrigerator. Nobody cleans the refrigerator. They think it's totally devoid of bugs, but I'll tell you, there's so much mold and bacteria and even viruses that grow in the refrigerator. And I teach in the book how to wash it out very quickly, easily, so that you do not have all of this mold. Mold can be one of the worst allergenic triggers for someone who's got skin issues, gut issues, as well as hay fever issues.
Wow. And I know in your book you list 7 most common food allergies and sensitivities. Can you bust through that list for us?
Absolutely. You know, after treating so many individuals with allergies, I've been in practice for 25 years, I found the 7 most common allergenic foods. Number one, it's actually gluten grains. Gluten grains are obviously wheat, rye, barley, oats, kamut, spelt. Be careful with those because it will cause inflammation in the gut and cause more allergy symptoms. Dairy products, I'd say that anyone over 5 years old are going to have allergenic triggers. Even at a very young age, you will be allergic. And most dairy patients that I get, they are usually they have respiratory issues, they've got skin allergies, and they usually have diarrhea, a lot of mucus in the gut. Yeah. Number three is sugar. I'm not saying that if you eat it, you're going to get like sneezing or anything like that, but sugar can cause headaches, it can cause joint pain, it can cause bowel issues, and there's a sugar called fermentable sugars that I talk a lot about in the book, and it can cause you gas and irritable bowel symptoms, bloating, diarrhea, and even constipation. Then I go into fungus. Now, just a minute ago, I talked about how you can have a lot of mold in your refrigerator. Well, if you eat that fungi, if you eat that mold, it will disrupt the entire gut system. You will have a lot more leaky gut. Leaky gut means basically you're absorbing foods because the fungus itself, it deteriorates and causes big holes in your gut lining, which then means the food that's undigested goes into your body as well as the bacteria contents. And what ends up happening is you get more allergic reactions. So mold is a very big factor. So that's why fungi is on the top of my list. Number five, this is a hard one for a lot of people, it's alcohol. Alcohol is a toughie for a lot of individuals because we are such a social, you know, country. We love to have our wine with our meals, but alcohol can also trigger the same issues as fungi. Then we've got the two big ones, which is peanuts and eggs. Those are the two biggest allergenics when it comes to children, but also now it's just getting worse. Growing up, when I was growing up, peanut allergies weren't even heard of.
Right.
And my son actually had a great deal of peanut allergies. And this is how I discovered with all the patients I've seen, these are the seven most common allergenic foods that you want to eliminate, and you'll start seeing all of those allergies, including the hidden allergy symptoms, joint pain, headache, anxiety, insomnia, bloating, diarrhea, all of this will go away, and as well as your most apparent hay fever allergies that everyone's dealing with right now.
That's great. You know, one of my favorite chapters in the book is called Clean Up Your Stress. The emotional component to allergies is something not many people talk about. Cher, just give us an example of how emotional stress can produce allergies.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. That's one of my favorite chapters. And the reason, chapter 7, it's my last chapter, the reason why I wrote that up was because I found that people who are allergenic and are very sensitive to things, they actually are not calm people. They are very stressed with whether or not it has a lot to do with their lifestyle, their work, they have children, and even as a child, these little ones are constantly asked of doing so much more. Growing up in the 70s, I really didn't have a lot of stress, like the way our children are dealing with it now. So what I do is I incorporate different technologies as methods that you can do day to day. And it's such easy methods to help you relax your body, which then will relax your sympathetic dominant state. And what that is autonomic nervous system. That's that fight, flight, or fright state. Mm-hmm. We want to calm that down. And the calmer it is, the more relaxed your body will be, and your allergies will dissipate much quicker. Now, there's an area that I am so excited to talk about. It's called psychobiotics. Have you heard of that, Dr. Friedman?
No.
Psychobiotics are actually probiotics that are now being studied that can help your anxiety level, that can help you change your mood and behavior. You know, so for instance, there's a Bifidobacterium infantis, which actually helps make more tryptophan and, of course, serotonin. Serotonin is our feel-good hormone, feel-good neurotransmitter. So if we can change the flora, the microbiome in your gut by giving the right types of psychobiotics or probiotics geared towards that, you will actually feel less stressed. So we've got to really not just look at what's going on in the external world, but we've got to look at what's going on in the internal world to help you feel better emotionally.
In the 30 seconds we have, I have to ask, there's one question I want to ask with all the stuff, like echinacea, olive leaf, golden seal, the list goes on. What have you found to be the most effective? Is there one thing for allergies that you like that's natural?
The allergies my go-to is vitamin C with quercetin. It works across the board for your adrenal glands. It goes into strengthening your blood vessels, so you're not leaking and you're not all watery, and it reduces histamine like you won't believe. But it's got to be higher dosages, and the quercetin is a must. You've got to have that bioflavonoid. My second choice would be pycnogenol.
Thank you so much.
It is great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Bennett. To get your copy of the 7-Day Allergy Makeover, you can go to drsuzanne.com. You can follow Dr. Suzanne Bennett on Twitter, at Dr. Suzanne. You can also stay up to date with our daily health tweets, at Dr. David Friedman. You know, if you missed any of the great information that we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.